Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo Director Joe Clausen looks down at a watery bog. The rectangle area has been skimmed of sod, prepped to become a concrete base for a picnic table next to a new children's splash pad. The pad's ready, but the adjoining walkways and picnic areas are not. Rainfall has slowed work on these last pieces of the puzzle to be connected in order to open the attraction.
And we're trying to do things. This splash pad, once we get it in, will be a boon. It'll attract hundreds and hundreds of people and hold them for extended periods in the zoo.
The murky inches of water that fill the carve sites is another issue zoo officials are wading through, as it has other problems in the past year. Last spring, findings in an annual United States Department of Agriculture inspection showed the zoo needed to improve enclosures around carnivore exhibits. A second 8-foot fence around primary fencing was recommended. The inspector also made the recommendation for new surfaces in its food preparation area.
It was just, we have some old Formica countertops. And that solves the issue. If you see nice, shiny, brand new stainless steel counters, it removes the question. You don't have to sit there and decide whether or not this is a suitable countertop.
Clausen says the enclosures are being addressed and new equipment is arriving for the zoo's kitchen. The city has recently completed bids for the kitchen project. Earlier this year, the zoo lost its exhibiting license after Clausen and his staff failed to mail the annual renewal application by the USDA deadline. The zoo has remained open. In the past 2 weeks, the application was submitted to the department. The site will now be inspected and evaluated as if it were a new facility to meet current guidelines.
They have up to 3 pre-license inspections. They have to pass 1 in order to be licensed.
Tanya Espinosa is legal affairs spokesperson for the Western District of the USDA. She says the department would conduct pre-license inspections within 90 days of receiving the application.
What the inspectors are looking for is to ensure that the entire facility is within the Animal Welfare Act regulations, that they're in compliance.
And she adds the zoo would have to satisfactorily address findings in order to pass inspection. But beyond the inspection issue is a complaint filed by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the animal rights organization. The complaint against Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo is for operating after the license expired. They're calling for the USDA to not grant the exhibiting license. PETA bases their claim on animal welfare being ignored in the case of a bear housed at the zoo. Clausen refutes the allegation, saying the zoo was working with state and federal agencies to come up with a housing solution.
We tried working with the state to try and upgrade our facilities to hopefully maintain this bear. Ultimately, what we were planning on doing would not have been approved by the USDA anyway. They wanted was this bear to have basically its own exhibit.
The bear was eventually relocated to a sanctuary in Colorado. Espinosa says the complaint is being reviewed by the USDA to see if an investigation is warranted. For now, the zoo staff is focused on completing renovations for inspection. It's a process Jackson Zoo Director Beth Poff always has in mind.
You know, we really struggle with that because we are a smaller zoo. When you do fundraising, you have to keep in mind that you're not only taking care of the things for that year or future build, but trying to build yourself a reserve plan underneath.
For Clausen, he hopes to build up a little reserve with more volunteers, Zoological Society members, and more area kids looking to make a splash when they visit the zoo. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.